Come here. Come quickly. There's someone strangling my son. A few moments later, I was free. I still do not know why the man wanted to strangle me. After a few days, Mayor Katz spoke to my father. Shlomo, I'm getting weak. I'm losing my strength. I can't hold on. Don't let yourself go under, my father said, trying to encourage him. You must resist. Don't lose faith in yourself. But Mayor Katz groaned heavily in reply. I can't go on any longer, Shlomo. What can I do? I can't carry on. My father took his arm, and Mayor Katz, the strong man, the most robust of us all, wept. His son had been taken from him at the time of the first selection, but it was now that he wept. It was now that he cracked up. He was finished, at the end of his tether. On the last day of our journey, a terrible wind arose. It snowed without ceasing. We felt that the end was near, the real end. We could never hold out in this icy wind, in these gusts. Someone got up and shouted, "We mustn't stay sitting down at a time like this. We shall freeze to death. Let's all get up and move a bit." We all got up. We held our damp blankets more tightly around us, and we forced ourselves to move a few steps to turn around where we were. Suddenly, a cry rose up from the wagon, the cry of a wounded animal. Someone had just died. Others, feeling that they too were about to die, imitated his cry, and their cry seemed to come from beyond the grave. Soon everyone was crying out, wailing, groaning, cries of distress hurled into the wind and the snow. The contagion spread to other carriages. Hundreds of cries rose up simultaneously, not knowing against whom we cried, not knowing why. The death rattle of a whole